Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Worldwide, the social engineers, financed by unlimited globalist fiat currency, are attempting to domesticate the population and train us to be servile minions of their systems. But at the same time, the spirit of liberty is reawakening across the planet. As the world government comes more and more out in the open, the people are being stirred from their deep slumbers. It is the 25th day of April, 2011, on this Monday edition. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy department of the Treasury, will be joining us to break down the incredible economic news. I have flown Wayne Madsen to Austin for a video interview for an upcoming documentary, but he'll be popping in later today and tomorrow in studio with us. He just arrived in Austin minutes ago, or his plane's coming in. I know we've got people there picking him up. Going through this news and information, obviously things are getting crazier by the minute. If you go back a decade ago or more, when we had economists on breaking down that as they sold derivatives in the world market pegged to the dollar, that would cause a dollar devaluation when they tried to basically prop those derivatives up. That was always planned. Here are the headlines. Dollar's decline speeds up. China's planning to cut U.S. reserves by two-thirds. Bombshell. Gold and silver continue to surge. Just got chills. That's why last Monday I got chills on air when Standard & Poor's came out and said the outlook for the dollar in the future is not good. It's grim, and the AAA rating is grim. IMF bombshell. Age of America nears end. IMF World Bank, run by the very same Federal Reserve that dominates this country. That's why Geithner says we need more debt, because we're in debt to him through made-up debt. It'd be like if I could take a pen and just have government authorization to say that this was a trillion-dollar note and get people to accept it. And if I had the police and military backing it up, and I just wrote out a trillion-dollar note right here, and now I go, I'll loan you this $1 trillion. I just wrote this on the back of a folder, but I'm the private Federal Reserve, so here's the trillion, and now you're going to give me all your rights for this. You're going to pay me interest, and I get all the land, and I get to set all the regulations. Here it is. I just made it up, but I paid off your politicians, so they're going to accept it. The $1 trillion is mine. And it's just unbelievable this is all happening. Ron Paul to announce his 2012 presidential run within days. Steve Watson has this key report with inside info up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, obviously. And I told you last week that we would see this by this week. I don't even have the staff to be marking these predictions down, but you all heard it over and over again. I challenge some of the great listeners who check out PrisonPlanet.tv to go cull through this last week and to post it on YouTube. We'll write an article about it. Just because it's a nice trick to show the uninitiated and those that aren't informed. I can make films about it a decade ago. I can make films about it 2 years ago. I can talk about it thousands of times. But if they see the YouTube timestamp, it tends to wake them up a little bit. I told you that by this week, just estimating how the media works, first they said, oh, Apple spies on you a week ago. And then, oh, the droid via Google spies on you. And then, oh, the other phones. And now the headlines, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all phones are spying on you. And that's the way it is. And, yes, the government asked them to. So now it's introduced to the slaves. Here's the big headline at Infowars.com. Investigation. Government ordered cell phone companies to spy on users. This was all ordered. And, of course, it's old news for you, 15-year-old for my listeners. But now it's new, though, because they're now admitting it. And we're going to be breaking all that down as well. Stay with us.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 25th day of April 2011. We have the former head of policy of the Department of Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, joining us to deal with this headline that's up at Infowars.com, IMF bombshell. Well, it's not a bombshell for this audience. It's old news. The traitors that run our country have been maneuvering us into bankruptcy for a long time and preparing the global economic implosion to be blamed on us and the military tyranny to be blamed on the U.S. after we supplied the New World Order with the finances and the muscle to carry out their takeover. They're done with us. IMF bombshell, age of America nears end. China's economy will surpass the United States, and China prepares to dump its U.S. Treasury reserves by two-thirds. That will signal the complete implosion of the dollar, and it will wreak unmitigated havoc. Meanwhile, gold and silver are continuing to surge on this news, not because gold and silver are worth more. Global currencies are being devalued in a concerted, triangulated effort. For the first time, the international organization has set a date for the moment when the age of America will end and the U.S. economy will be overtaken by China. And they go on to say it's closer than you think. They went on to say 2016, and of course, they're just getting you ready for it. It's already taking place. The globalists, through globalism, through NAFTA, GATT, and other laws, have moved our shores, our jobs offshore, and it is just now a foregone conclusion unless we reverse ourselves and get out of globalism. Continuing, that was a headline out of Market Watch, a division of the Wall Street Journal. This is out of CNBC. Don't like a weak dollar? Might as well get used to it. Here's another headline. Gold and silver continue to surge. Gold hit a record high while silver surged more than 5% to within a whisker of its all-time peak as the dollar continues to decline and inflation concerns drove haven flows. That is, capital into what's seen as safe havens. Now, remember that the politicians told you that QE1, QE2, now they're talking about QE3, calling that a continuation of QE2. It won't be called QE3. It'll be called a expansion of QE2, flooding the world with dollars. Other currencies going down as well, but not as fast as the dollar. The decline led by the dollar. They told you that was going to be a good thing for the economy. They told you globalism, NAFTA, GATT, China having tariffs on our goods, the U.S. not having tariffs on theirs, China having a lower currency, our currency being above theirs, China not allowing independent companies in, only insiders. All of this set up a consolidation of the global markets in a handful of people's grasp. And globalism is a predatory financial warfare system. The globalists don't want a free market. They want a crony insider system where they are exempt from the taxes. ExxonMobil, of course, GE, the list goes on and on. Google paying 2.4% taxes. So they set up globalism where no one can compete with them. And then they call that free market and have a gaggle of fake libertarians who are basically out there pushing the public towards, quote, privatization and, quote, free trade when it's not privatization and it's not free trade, when government comes in and only allows certain corporations to bid to take over infrastructure, and then they basically increase the prices and the corporations just step into the position of government itself. So, again, let me just read you these headlines. IMF, see how good globalism's been for us? See how it's delivered the end of the industrial economy. Then they promised it'll be a great service economy. Now that economy is withering on the vine. IMF bombshell, age of America nears end. Commentary, China's economy will surpass U.S. in 2016. Continuing, don't like a weak dollar. Might as well get used to it. CNBC. Here's a report out of the official Chinese government news agency. China should cap Forex reserves at $1.3 trillion U.S. dollars, and they go on to signal that they may cut their purchases by two-thirds of the dollar. They've already announced last year they're moving away from allowing people to purchase things in China with dollars. You've got to do it in their currency, the yuan. Meanwhile, remember OPEC last Monday came out and said, hey, in Reuters, we're going to cut oil production because there's not enough demand. Now this is while publicly available information shows demand is at all-time highs, prices are surging globally, and their answer is to slash output, which will only send the prices up higher. And there's one thing our media has been denying for years, why oil prices have gone up. And it's predominantly because globally, oil is denominated in dollars. If you want to go to Saudi Arabia, or you want to go to Libya, or you want to come to the United States, or you want to go to the Brazilian oil companies, you want to go to the Dutch or the British oil companies, you buy the oil in the dollar. And so the dollar's being devalued. It's elementary, my dear Watson. It's so elementary. And in years past, when people talked about this, like Ron Paul, 3 years ago in the last presidential campaign, he got laughed at because the globalists know that the mainline yuppies don't have a brain cell to rub together, two brain cells to rub together. And so as long as the system laughs on the news like salacious crumbs sitting on Jabba the Hutt's shoulder, as long as they do that, well, the general public who likes to be conned and to be ignorant slaves, they giggle and snicker as well. In fact, they're giggling and snickering listening right now. They think this is all funny, the high gas prices, the dollar plunging. They think it's all cute because they like to get conned and hurt real bad. Now, more and more people are waking up, breaking their giggling trance, and are actually becoming concerned with what's happening. IMF bombshell, age of America nears in. How many years did we tell you this was the globalist plan? You know, we knew from the 1975 Trilateral Commission reports that were public, where they described how in the next 30-plus years, they had a strategic plan to globalize systems, create standardized systems behind the scenes, then have a global currency war, and then global devaluation, and on the ashes of that, build a new economic currency order. You'd still have euros, you'd still have yuans, yens, dollars, but they will be denominated and stabilized, that's the quote, by this new private banking cartel that will control through the G20 the currencies, the interest rates, that will allow even greater vertical integration and insider trading. And that's why the German Stock Exchange just basically bought the New York Stock Exchange. It's all consolidating into one system. Right now, so they can accelerate the fraud, so they can accelerate the squeezing of the public, so there's no free market, no underground market, no local market, everything controlled by them and the fiat currency they issue, the digital money that they get the planet for. And you know, I described it in the last segment. If you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv but listening on the radio, I took a manila folder and I basically put $1 trillion on there. How many zeros does a trillion have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. How many zeros does a trillion have? Let me see. You know, these numbers get so large. The point is, I could write a trillion, I could write a billion, I could write a quadrillion, I could write... So this is way more than a trillion. A trillion has 12. You know, I've put 21 numbers here. What's 21? I guess that's a quadrillion or more. So, you know, the globalists have created over 1.5 quadrillion. So they just basically write it on the back of a manila envelope, and they just issue it, and then they say, will you sell your sovereignty? Will you sell your liberty? Police, will you crack heads for $30,000 a year? Teachers, will you dumb people down for $30,000? Will you sell your soul? And the public just falls down before the idols of the New World Order, made up out of nothing. You know, it's got more air in it than cotton candy, and even less nutrition in it, psychically. And they just bite into it and just say, we are ready to sell out our families, our birthright, our future. We want to be servile slaves. And the globalists say, well, under the system, we're going to totally deindustrialize you and make you so poor that we're going to use a welfare system of CPS workers in the future, saying if you're poor, you're not allowed to have children. And we're going to come and take your children. And they're like, yes, we want to be slaves. We want to be hurt by you. Good, we're going to put more fluoride in the water. We're going to put more mercury in the shots. We're going to create GMO foods across the board that give you cancer and sterilize you. Do you like the curse? Do you want to not just be enslaved for fiat money made up out of nothing and a fraud? Are you going to let us hurt you for the world population reduction? And the yuppies say, if it's trendy, we want it. If it's slick, we want it. If it's cool, we want it. And the system says, okay, slit your throat, it's cool. And they could lay razor blades out for yuppies and have a Hollywood star slit their throat on TV. And they would sit there and slit their throat, their children's throats, if it was cool, if it was stylish. So they want to be slaves. They want to be hurt. They want to be conned. They want to be servile. It's a fetish now. I see it in a lot of people, to be conned, to be pushed around, to be abused, to kind of cozy up to the tyranny and act like they're part of it. They kind of play along with it, and it makes them, at a subconscious level, feel like they're part of the power structure, and they actually enjoy it. So don't worry. You're going to pay $7 a gallon. Okay, don't worry. You're going to get cancer early. You're going to get everything you want. everything you want. And the abortions, you're going to get that too. That's a special right you've learned to love. You're going to get that as well.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The wages of sin are death. The wages of giving into corruption and deluding ourselves that not having a Bill of Rights and Constitution is cute is enslavement. And enslavement isn't cute or funny. You know, Africa per capita has many times more resources than North America. Latin America, Southern North America, Mexico has many times the resources of North America. Many analysts peg it at about three times. The soil's value, gold, oil, you name it. But they have giant poor populations because they never got a shot at liberty. They never got a shot at private property for the general public. They never got a shot at a true free market. The United States hadn't been perfect, but compared to any other culture in the world, it has outperformed everything. And so the globalists came here, took it over, used it as an engine to expand the British Empire model, and now they're done with us. They have turned us into from the greatest creditor nation to the greatest debtor nation. And that's why Geithner says expand the debt. That's the answer. Because bankrupting us is the goal. That's always the central banker's goal. And so I was very nasty last segment because this is a nasty situation. I am totally disgusted and freaked out by what's happening. Because I know what it's going to mean during this depression. They're going to sick the blue-collar folks, a lot of which are great patriots and fully aware of what's happening and who work very hard. But they're going to sick some of the socialistic blue-collar people and the welfare hordes on the rest of the blue-collar workers, the lower middle class, the nouveau riche, and the independent wealthy. And the war is on. They are going to sit there with class warfare, and they're going to release, as the banksters have done in countless third-world countries in Eastern Europe, the disenfranchised hordes of people who are going to get their welfare and their Social Security and their Medicare and their Medicaid cut as part of austerity. They're going to sick them on the general public and tell them, raise taxes and you'll get your subsidy back. And then, of course, it won't materialize, but that won't matter. And a lot of folks say, well, why is California raising taxes? Why are the feds trying when they know Kennedy cut taxes by around 50%? And tax receipts doubled. Why does government want to raise taxes? They want to destroy wealth. They want to destroy their competition. They are exempt offshore. The Fortune 100 pay less than 5% taxes on average. Domestic corporations, it's around 9. Okay? But most of them are international. You've got to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. But then if you're self-employed and run your own business, your own sole proprietorship or domestic corporation, you pay 40% corporate tax, 35% individually. And they've got the CPAs as these kept minions, and they will not give you the exemptions that are there. And then if you don't go with a big CPA, you get audited. And they come in and say, we're disallowing these exemptions. We don't care if the law says you get them. It's designed to shut down their competition, and I know that you know that. But we better get this message out to people, and we better do it fast, because the plan has always been to kill the dollar and then to come out with the new Bancor IMF World Bank digital currency that controls all the other currencies, and then they're going to stabilize them for a while once we accept this system and then start the next round of financial implosions. Case point example, for the last decade, the globalists slashed taxes through the politicians they controlled in Ireland, made it the center of investment, tried to pass 2 years ago and then again last year the entry of Ireland into the EU. Now, they went from the biggest creditor per capita, the fastest growing economy, per capita, the biggest creditor, all of it, overnight being told they were bankrupt last year, within 1 month of them voting to join the euro. The euro was a contract agreeing to letting private central banks come in to take over the country, and the head of the Irish Central Bank told the BBC and other papers in a speech, I read the headline over and over again, remember a few months ago, he said it's good to have foreign banks own and run Ireland. Yes, we don't really owe this money ourselves, but we're signing on to the debt of the banks. Same thing with Iceland. Same thing with other countries. I mean, it's so incredibly naked in how corrupt it is, but they only get away with this because the people are so incredibly ignorant about finance. I mean, it is off the charts. In fact, folks, I keep mentioning that. Let's try to pull that up from BBC. It was also in several other publications. Head of Central Bank of Ireland. It's good to have foreign banks owning our banks. That was the quote. I want to show that when we come back. And then I'm going to go through this news. And then the even bigger news, it's not news to our audience. Investigation. Government ordered cell phone companies to spy on users. And finally, the mainstream media is admitting what we told you 15 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Lane Madsen is here in town, getting ready to leave the United States via death threats emanating out of the White House. He's going to be in studio with us. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us coming up in T-minus 1 hour to break down all the huge economic developments. I want to open the phones up, though, for listeners on two specific questions. Now, normally, we just have wide-open phones, but sometimes I pose the question on certain topics. I want to hear your view on the massive warrantless wiretapping and tracking via federal law 1996, now public information. It was always public in the law, but now finally getting admitted to. I want to get your view on this. I mean, just 5 years ago, Bush was giving speeches saying, how dare you say we're spying on American citizens without warrants? I promise we're not. We're only listening to Al-Qaeda overseas and not following these FISA warrants. Then it turned out he was completely lying. 1996, under federal law, they said by October 1st, 2001, they said you got 5 years that all cell phones by law will be satellite triangulated via the cell towers, and the government has to have a back door to dial in even when the phone is off, and to be able to track everywhere you're going and to listen to you. And they built back doors in the computers and back doors to have telecommunications floors in every major co-location facility run by the NSA. I mean, I told you a decade plus before the executive at AT&T went public in San Francisco that the government isn't tapping the phone companies. The government is the phone companies. Because I read the Telecommunications Act. There's nothing more frustrating than knowing all of this and sitting there and warning people and having folks call me a conspiracy theorist. In fact, here's the headlines today. Researchers, this is Bloomberg Business Week. Oh, my gosh, big breaking news. iPhone location data already used by cops. And it turns out they dial in and are able to use the information. Here's another one. Apple, we must have comprehensive user location data on you. And they go on to say that they have to do this because of telecommunications laws. See, now that they're getting heat, they're going, yeah, well, we were told to do this. Continuing with police state news, Napolitano, TSA touching six-year-old, was professional. Here's another one. Military patrols start Friday night in downtown Columbus, Ohio. Oh, yeah, military patrols on the street. That's WRBL-TV, CBS. Here's another one. TSA, an army of pervs and criminals. New reports of child porn allegations with these people. So that's just part of what we're going to be covering. Another video gets released of a guy in his own front yard videotaping people being arrested for burglary. The cop comes over, beats the living snot out of the guy who was polite, and then charges him with assaulting him. But the cops did the right thing in Las Vegas. The prosecutor dropped the charges on the guy the cop beat up and released the video. I got to say, that's the right thing to do. And it's sad that we've got to commend the Las Vegas Police Department for doing the right thing. Because they're going after this cop now. When the cops beat somebody up and frame them, normally they go ahead and go along with it and would erase that video. How do we know? We've seen videos where they beat people up, erase their video, but then somebody else shoots the video and catches them in it. Or the time the cop shot the guy in handcuffs in the back, and then they claim the guy had assaulted him, and they confiscated three cell phone cameras, but somebody else down the platform and videotaped that. So then the cops lied and they got caught and the guy got convicted. I think he only got like a year in jail for it. But the point is that this guy was totally polite. The Las Vegas Review-Journal breaks it down. This guy was totally polite to the cops and the cop beats him up. The others are supportive in the beatdown and then they went ahead and charged him. Not only do they break his nose, the cop knocks him to the ground, starts punching him. The guy says, "Why are you doing this to me?" The cop kicks him right in the nose and breaks his nose. At that point, he's knocked out. And then they take him to jail and fill out a false report that he beat him up. I mean, who are these people that the police departments are hiring? But again, at least the cops reviewed the video and found out the cop was lying. And then dropped the charges on the other guy. So that's coming up as well. LAPD helicopter forced to land by gunfire. Some lunatic, it reports, was outside just shooting a gun in the air, so the helicopter responded, and then he shot the helicopter. I think that's a terrible thing that happened. But all these people that talk about if we ever have a physical war with the globalists, and, oh, they got helicopters, ooh, they got weapons. What did the Lebanese do 3 years ago in Israel with low-tech weapons against Israeli tanks? They beat them. Why? Low-tech weapons against helicopters. Why did they beat them? Because they had the will to fight. It's the will to fight that's unstoppable. Resistance is victory. And I think it's terrible that obviously some lunatic was outside just shooting a gun in the air and this happened. My whole point is those that say that high-tech military force is impossible to beat, nothing can stop highly motivated asymmetrical warfare. If you're willing to give up your life, no one can stop you. Okay? I mean, let's just get that straight. Nothing can stop will. Nothing can stop motivation and initiative. All right. Now, If you just joined us, I'm going to read these financial headlines to you again. This is why I was so shaken last week on air, just by the magnitude of it. And I likened it to standing at the edge of a cliff. It's not even, when I stand on the edge of a cliff, I'm not even scared. I'm just tingling and super alive. It's like having cold ice water thrown on you. It's brisk. It's electric. It awakens you. And when S&P came out, highly political, and reported what we've known for many years and said the outlook is grim for AAA rating for the U.S. because that's how the bankers have maneuvered us. They've gotten us towards this third world debt slave banana republic position. They've maneuvered us to this position. This was done by design. It's admitted in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents that what they've done to the third world, they were getting ready to do to Europe and the United States. And they're bringing down Portugal. They're bringing down Spain. They're bringing down Iceland. They're bringing down Greece. They're bringing down Ireland. This is the goal. This is what the EU and the North American Union have been designed to do. Bring us into financial bondage through fraud. So when I talked about being basically shaken last week, because this is the beginning of the other shoe dropping. And no, I'm not pleased that we were right about gold and silver exploding in prices. I'm not pleased that history isn't different this time. Oh, it's been the same every time. We know where this leads, hyperinflation. We know where these policies lead, civil unrest that the globalist social engineers have been preparing for. They create the climate for destabilization and then prepare to now pose as the saviors. We know exactly where all of this is going. We've seen this over and over and over again. And again, that's what's so frustrating about this. The solutions are 100% clear. Who is to blame for this is 100% clear. That they've premeditatedly done this is on record in triplicate. And I have discussed for the general dumbed-down public, because they're not just going to sit on the sidelines as they become repossessed slaves. They're going to be and are being forged into a political weapon against those of us that are self-sufficient and intelligent and prepositioned ourselves through historical knowledge to make it through this. We are the fat hogs that they want to bleed now. And they've got an army of dumbed-down, gibbering zombies politically that are very dangerous. They got 30 million illegal aliens that'll do whatever they're told. They've got tens of millions of people on welfare, over 44 million on food stamps. They've got the cops and the bureaucrats and the social workers and the unions and all of them. Half the public gets their money from the government in one form or another. And now they're going to be told, take over the rest of society, the police state will put food on your table, and what do you think they're going to do? Many historians noted that during World War II, especially in Germany, bureaucrats, boring, really nondescript people, are what energized the Nazi Party, and that it was that dull, bureaucratic type that were thrilled in exercising power and doing brutal things to people and stealing property. I mean, it wasn't just the Jews, by the way, or the Seventh-day Adventists that the Nazis went after. By the end, they were robbing their neighbors. By the end, if they wanted your wife, they would have you arrested. My grandfather grew up in Dallas in a upper middle class area, and there was a rich German inventor, the inventor of air conditioning, that lived in the big mansion at the end of the street, and my grandfather was friends with him. And by the end of World War II, he was completely broke. And do you know why? Because the Nazis, through the United States, made him pay them every dime he had. And then when he didn't have any money, they made him go and my grandfather told me this story, and I've seen similar ones in the news, go into debt to give him every dime he had or they would kill his family in Germany, relatives he had in Germany. Now, that's what the Nazis did to basically everybody. If you want to live under a system where the government has total arbitrary control and there's no checks and balances, there is nothing more humiliating, there is nothing more horrible, nothing more disgusting than this. But they've got an army of control freaks who love it and who enjoy it. Every miscreant control freak is empowered in this system. And it's up to good men and women to say no and to stand up against it. Continuing. IMF bombshell. Age of America nears end. IMF goes on to say the dollar is going to be removed as the world reserve currency, and China is going to replace us in the next 4 years. Here's CNBC. Don't like a weak dollar? Might as well get used to it. Weakness in the U.S. dollar, which is causing everything to go up, including gas prices. Well, they finally admit it's the dollar. I was the only mainline talk show host, big national host, 4 years ago, who would say on air that it was dollar devaluation that was causing oil prices to go up. That was the main driver. Some of it was speculation and other things. And I would get countless calls and emails and people asking, Alex, explain this to me. Now, how does a weak dollar do that? And I'm like, okay, well, globally the dollar's worth less because they've printed more, and so it takes more of them to buy it. Do you understand? People said, no, I don't understand. And I'm like, how can you not understand? Well, finally, here it is. Weakness in the dollar, which is causing everything to go up, including gas prices, food, and stocks, is unlikely to go away soon as the selling frenzy hits the currency market. And until the last few weeks, I would never hear mainstream media admit why the dollar's being weakened and prices are going up. Because the private Federal Reserve is devaluing it by monetizing 70%+ of the debt. And if you study hyperinflation, as you get into the final phases, it accelerates from a crawl to a walk, from a jog to a full breakneck sprint. And right now, the system's jogging. They've gone from a walk to a jog. And now they're signifying that the run and then the dash is about to start. And it's like going to the doctor and hearing my country has terminal cancer. And I just want to warn people. I want to reverse it. I want to stop it. It's going to be so painful. And it's not just going to be a depression. We had a depression in the late 20s, into the 30s, and major universities, you can pull these numbers up, estimated that 7 million died via malnutrition, from malnutrition-related starvation. That's how it works. You get skinny, you get malnutrition, and then you get the flu and die, or you get something that normally wouldn't kill somebody, and it does. 7 million over that decade are estimated to have died from malnutrition or starvation. And that's when the country was 90% self-sufficient, 90% rural. We're 10% rural, and only half of that 10%, you can pull these numbers up, they vary from 5% to 6% that are self-sufficient. Of the 10% that are rural, half or 5% are self-sufficient. Can you imagine what this is going to be like if it continues? We're going to have a crash landing. The question is, will we get the landing gear down? Will we get the nose of the plane up enough so that maybe we just spin out and, you know, maybe damage the plane just a little bit? Well, right now the plane's going straight down in a dive bomb right towards the ground, and we're at about 3,000 feet and going fast at about 600 miles an hour, and we better start pulling that plane up or we don't have any chance. And Geithner is saying, we're going to have a default. We're going to have hyperinflation. We're going to have a depression if you don't go into more debt and raise more taxes to us, when there's no amount of money that'll pay off the false black hole of derivatives that they got our traitorous Congress, both parties, to sign on to. They are taking us directly dive bombing into a black hole, and they designed it that way. And they're counting on you being ignorant to not know it. 100%. I had Stuart Rhodes here last week, and we shot a video that's going to be out later in the week, first video in our new studio. And he made the analogy of, you've got the SS Titanic out there in the Atlantic Ocean. It hits an iceberg. The globalists steer it into the iceberg, and up pulls the SS UN, and they're saying, get on our global government thing. We'll save you. And Stuart said, we need the USS Constitution to pull up and say, no, get back on this ship. We got on the globalist ship, the Titanic, where they want us dependent, where they want to wreck our society, where they want to destroy the free market, where they want to vertically consolidate wealth. They've now wrecked it on purpose. The boat is listening. The furniture's falling off. The lifeboats are gone. People are falling off into the icy water. And the UN ship is pulled up saying, come to us. We'll take care of you. Well, the UN ship is even more depression, more control, more domestication, more one-child policy, as they announced last year in Cancun. Openly, world government to carry out one-child policy, Ted Turner. Well, instead, we need to get off the NAFTA-GATT globalist big government ship and get on the USS Constitution, the USS 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Giving in to tyranny always just makes the tyrants want more. And they're doing this willfully and scientifically. Aldous Huxley. Julian Huxley, his brother at the UN. All of them. Bertrand Russell all wrote about there have been tyrannies in the past, but this one we're setting up is going to be scientific. And everything they wrote about in the 20s and 30s, they've now built. See, I have the complete blueprints. They're public for you as well. Okay, I'm going to come back, get into the cell phone situation, and then we're going to go to your phone calls for 30 minutes in the next hour. 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, there's another point I want to make here before I continue and then come back in the next hour with your calls. And that's that this is all illegal under every free system, under the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of any nation that's ever been called even semi-free. To have the governments openly training the military to take on the people. That's happening and being announced and rolled out quietly. To have governments tracking you in live time, listening to you, having computers dial in and listen to you, having laws on the books for 15 years. Same in Europe. They passed similar laws the same year. To have global standardization of the cell phones made in Japan, Korea. What do you think Japan and Korea do? Because they're ordered under federal law, if they're going to sell phones in this country, that they've got to be satellite tracked. They've got to have back doors where the government can dial in and turn the phone on as a bugging device. Well, they just go ahead and make all the phones that way. And then their governments are given the specs and are able to dial in. This is a unified continuity of agenda, global architecture of control. And there is a Paul Watson article that I asked him to do last week, and we worked on last week, but he got it out today. And I'm not tooting my horn. I just want you to understand we don't make stuff up. Remember I told you last week, I said, you watch in the next week, they're going to have mainstream news articles out admitting that, yes, all the phones are listening to you. All the phones are tracking you. And when you plug your iPhone or Droid into your computer to sync with the system, it downloads all your locations. It's transmitting them back live. And here's the headlines. Researchers, Bloomberg Businessweek, iPhone location data already used by cops. Apple, we must have comprehensive user location data on you. It's the law. We've got to do it. Now, here's Paul Watson's article detailing all of it at Infowars.com. Investigation, government-ordered cell phone companies to spy on users. And he's got the link to the Telecommunications Act of 96 and everything I broke down. The lawmakers saying they want investigations. Well, they ought to investigate themselves. This is federal regulations. Now, regulations don't trump law or precedent. They don't care. I mean, I'm going to expand on that. I've had district attorneys on from major counties, one out in San Francisco, saying that if the government sticks their hands down your pants, it's a felony, and if they touch you on the outside, it's a misdemeanor, and that sworn peace officers can't do that. Does the TSA care? No, they just do it. The government knows it's illegal. They're setting the precedent to do it. All of them that engage in these pat-downs are molesters. Now, they just busted another one for allegedly being so stupid, he was uploading hundreds of images of child porn to his own Facebook with photos of him in his uniform. Well, ladies and gentlemen, who do you think statistically would want to have angry passengers all day mad at them? And who would want to grope one-year-olds and five-year-olds and six-year-olds? Who do you think would want to do that? Either a total idiot or a control freak, a bully, or a pervert. How many of them do we learn take you in the private room to strip search you, down to your underwear, and then rob your bags? They're running your stuff through, see something they want? Excuse me, come over in the private room while they rob your bags. If you'll put up with this, what's coming next? I'll tell you. Blood draws at checkpoints, now beginning nationwide under federal grants and local police departments. DNA draws to get a driver's license, now beginning last year in D.C., oh, yes, Washington Post, telling you how great it is. I got articles about troops going on the streets of America now. Today, CBS News, like it's no big deal. Troops running checkpoints, like it's no big deal. Do you get what's happening? Criminals took the country over, bankrupted us by design. Now they're putting their control grid in place to make sure they can complete the takeover.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.